These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to Worldbeat Canada.
Broadcasters love to throw shade at each other by saying someone is in love with the sound of their own voice. It's one of the few occupations where that's not far from the truth. Most people, by contrast, are annoyed or even paralyzed by something known as voice confrontation, the phenomenon of hating the sound of your own voice. Which is too bad, because apart from some diaphragm breathing exercises, you're kind of stuck with it. When we speak, the sound is internally conducted directly through our skull bones, nasal cavities, and through bone conduction, all of which appear to boost the lower frequencies, giving the impression of a richer, more pleasing sound. The problem is when we attempt to record our instrument. In playback, the sound is traveling through the air into our ears by air conduction, making our golden tones sound thinner, higher pitched, and, well, cringeworthy by comparison. This can be seriously debilitating for some of us because the voice is an important component of our self-identity. Recording can also leave us feeling exposed. It pulls back the covers on things like our anxiety levels, indecision, sadness, and anger. This is kind of interesting. Bilingual people who've learned a second language after age 16 experience greater discomfort when hearing their own recorded voices in their first language. That has to do with a sound code that's specific to that language. When all is said and done, we're all stuck with our voice. Love it or hate it, embrace it. It helps define us. If it really bums you out, call someone who loves you. They're always happy to hear the sound of your voice. I'm Cal Coat. I hope you're going to be happy to hear what we're laying down this hour. Here's a 9-piece funk bomb called the London Afrobeat Collective, remixed by Master Knob Twiddler Bosque. Topeza Esengo Na Motema. Let us give joy to the heart with Worldbeat Canada Radio.
We'll be right back. tengo mini.
Into your ear, and that is Mandela Mecca, More Than Necessary, a Brazilian-Argentine tropical trio, and the title is Mas de la Cuenta. And before that, London Afrobeat Collective and Topeza Asengo Na Motema, or Let Us Give Joy to the Heart, the Bosque remix. Here is Ritesh Das. He is the principal behind the Toronto Tabla Ensemble. He's gone solo with a new project, and it's called To Begin With. To Begin With, here is the title track. McPherson as Echo Deck has found common ground between his two projects, Pepper Moth, which is ambient, and Echo Deck, which is global. And we're going to hear The Simplest Thing next on World Beat Canada Radio. It's another debut for you. Thanks for joining us as we keep time with the beat of the world. My name's Cal Cote.
Hi, folks. Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
Echo Deck.
No way, 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 once more. Closer to me than the waves to the shore. Like rain when it pours, my face next to yours.
Thievery Corporation, that is Eric Hilton from his solo project, featuring a voice which is familiar to many people who are fans of Thievery Corporation, Natalia Clavier, and a really sweet bossa feel on Amor Astral. Before that, we heard MC Yogi and Ja Youssef helping out Echo Deck on the new album Mistake of the Ear, the Peppermoth Variations, and The Simplest Thing. It's time for your Touch of the Familiar, and we're going to give this one to the Cumbia Kings with a tune that should be familiar to any Steely Dan fan. So sit back, Jack, as we do it again, or in their words, Ella Sabe from World Beat Canada Radio, your Touch of the Familiar.
Thank you. Gun to the back, 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 gun to the back